This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What is this, a new If I Were You podcast? Well, kind of. These are episodes that we're living behind our Patreon for the last 5 years, and we figured, why not release some of the best ones onto this feed to reward those of you that never gave up, that never unsubscribed? So please enjoy this classic episode of If I Were You, recorded at our old studio in 2018. We're here with Billy Scafuri, writer, director, known for Triple Kiss, The Young Kieslowski, and Eight More Guys to Avoid at a College.
Hold on. Are you reading on my IMDb page?
You're reading his IMDb. No. He's one of our best friends.
You've been one of my closest friends.
I happen to know your credits.
No.
I feel like we met on the set of The Young Kieslowski. You played James, right?
I don't remember.
Okay. You were also in The Couch.
Almost every day. I was also in Couch.
The Couch, which was a TV series, I want to say.
Show us the computer if you're not on the IMDb.
Yeah, what are you on if you're not on my IMDb?
Closed it and then spun it.
You showed us a side of the computer.
You edited Awesomeness TV, an episode?
Oh, is that where we met?
Yeah.
In the editing booth of Awesomeness TV at Nickelodeon, right.
Do you really not remember some of these stuffs?
No, I was just playing it up for the
comedy
in the scene.
That's cool.
Right.
What can you tell me about The Couch?
The Couch was Harvard Sailing Team, my sketch comedy team, was hired by YouTube to make 8 videos. And we said, can we do a live show and then break all the sketches into the web series? So, and it's called The Couch. Everything took place on one couch.
Got it. So that was for...
That was for YouTube.com. Maybe YouTube Red. I don't know.
I remember that.
Okay.
I remember YouTube.
Yeah.
What can you tell me about We the Internet TV?
Nothing. I have no idea what that means.
What can you tell me about playing somebody in something called Lonely and Horny on...
I think that
it says
was,
TV series.
Yeah, I remember the director. I remember the director of that series was like really talented, and I remember thinking there wasn't like a ton to work with the actor I was in the scene with, but I remember the director. I was like, I'm going to thank him on the email after the shoot and be like, it was a pleasure working with you, director.
We had a really nice email chain back and forth. Yeah, you did a really good job because I know there wasn't a lot to work with. Yeah. I did my best, but I couldn't get
out of
my lead actor.
You were great.
It's hard, yeah.
Honestly, like working with you, I was like, he's finally giving me something to work, because going against what I was looking at, it was kind of like looking
at... The writing was bad?
It was like looking at a white
wall. The writing was bad?
The writing wasn't bad. The writing was... Well, I mean, half the writing was bad. It's a really interesting way. Right. You could almost tell that, like...
That what?
That, like, somebody went in and tried to ruin every scene with, like...
Yeah, kind of like kamikaze style.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
Yeah. It was weird.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for coming. Fuck. I hated to hear that out loud. I found 3 different questions that you might be able to lend your expertise to a little bit more than other guests.
Okay.
I'll give you 3 options. You choose the order.
Okay.
Regarding my upcoming birthday.
Okay.
Possible diets.
Mm-hmm.
And my boyfriend sucks at tennis.
We'll finish with tennis. We'll go birthdays too. And let's start with diet.
Love
Very
that.
Nice.
Okay.
So this is from a graduated with my master's in May. We'll call this a 24-year-old dude. Do you have a name for this 24-year-old man?
Master Mike.
That's cool. Beastie Boys reference?
That's right.
Very cool.
Look at that cool look Amir just had on his face. Like
I got it.
That was the first time you knew a musician.
What was that?
That wasn't Taylor Swift.
He was like, cool, I know what that means.
Mixmaster Mike writes, during my 2 years, I just graduated with my master's in May. During my 2 years in the program, my time was spent reading, writing, in class, or working. My time outside of these activities was spent drinking to cope with the stress. Mm. Obviously, this culminated in an unhealthy lifestyle and weight gain. Now I am working trying to develop a healthier diet than bar food and beer. I have a lot of friends who have told me that intermittent fasting has worked wonders for them. Mm. I used to do triathlons and have started running again. Any advice for my diet would be helpful. Thanks. Love, Mixmaster Mike.
Okay. He's running triathlons.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's running triathlons and eating bar food. It seems like he knows what health is.
Right. Yeah. That was something that I always... Like, every time I was, like, getting unhealthy, right. I would be like, shit, I need to, like, learn a good diet. And then you, like, start reading. You're like, oh, wait, I know. Like, you know what?
Yeah, right.
The hard part is actually doing.
Yeah. The hard part is not knowing what a good diet is. Right. The hard part is doing what a good diet
is. There are ways where it's, like, if you cut out, like, carbs, sugar, dairy, those things. Those are, like, sticky foods that you eat where it's, like, a lot of that will kind of, like,
weigh
compound
down
with other foods much worse. And it'll make it much harder to lose weight. Yeah. And if you don't eat those, then it's faster to flush weight off of your body if you don't have those in your body at the time.
A lot of people say that, like, they stopped drinking beer and they lost like 10 pounds. Like mm-hmm. a lot of it is just beer weight. If you drink several beers a day and get rid of that.
It is easy to like, if you're not going to like change a ton about your diet, to just like identify what the biggest offender is.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, like, and especially if this guy is like eating a lot of bar food, if he gives up beer, he'll probably stop going to the bar.
Right.
And then you're not eating as much bar food.
It's a funny question because it's like he knows, like yeah. you said, he knows what healthy and isn't healthy. So I like wonder what he honestly would expect from us. Like how could we, like what could be like a groundbreaking answer that we could provide where it's like,
well, how about this?
Yeah.
When I eat healthy, sometimes it's sad. Mm-hmm. Like I'm making a lunch decision.
Right.
And I'm like, do I get a cheeseburger or do I get a Chinese chicken salad?
The Chinese chicken salad being healthier.
Yeah.
And I'm not like, by much.
And I'm like, do I want to eat just vegetables and lean meat or do I want to eat like a big fat sandwich?
Right.
And I'm never happy when I order the salad, but I'm happier a little bit when the meal is done and I don't feel bad about mm-hmm. myself.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel that way? You don't necessarily ever choose the healthier option. You just go with what you want that moment.
You find it, and I don't know if you do, but I know you find it very funny that I eat like garbage.
Yes. Yeah,
you
eat full like, Italian dinners for lunch.
No doubt.
And you feel fine after.
I feel right. Like I feel
like,
correct.
Like you're in sixth grade.
That's right.
Your diet is a 12-year-old.
That's right.
Spaghetti and meatballs for lunch.
Why? Yes. Like, does that sound crazy to you?
A sleeve of Oreos for dessert.
That is actually true.
Two boxes of pasta.
I had a few sleeves I was telling you, like 2 weeks ago. I don't know what happened to me. It's like I hadn't had a cookie like my whole life, but I had two sleeves of Double Stuffs in a sitting, dude. That's like
and
approaching.
When you were done, you weren't like, oh man, I feel kind of sick.
No, I stand up and I'm like, I feel tall and
you
strong.
You had 40 Oreos in a sitting?
Yeah, probably not 40, but like 25. You know,
that's like a challenge. That's an eating challenge.
I just kept eating them, and I was like, I like this. I still like this. I want more milk, and I still like this. What am I supposed to do?
It really is like I sometimes imagine, like, how cool it would be if, like, a food was healthy instead of unhealthy. Mm. Like, if you know that question. Like, if you could choose one food that was, like, eating
good for you.
Raw broccoli.
Right. What would you choose?
Yeah. It's like, oh, maybe I would choose, like, macaroni and cheese or pizza or something. Yeah. But, like, it seems like that's what – you're ripped.
Yeah.
Well, Oreos are spinach. To you.
Billy actually made that deal with the devil. But where are you paying it off? Are you going to die early?
I often say I'm going to wake up one day and be 420 pounds and just be like, oh, it happened today. Like all of it
instantly.
Finally arrived today.
Because you're also like 2% body fat.
Yeah.
So it doesn't quite make sense. You're not like running a half marathon every day.
No, but I am working out a lot and sweating a lot first thing in the morning.
I see. So that's a good tip.
If nothing else, that is the tip. It's not a diet tip, but if you can just burn like so many calories early, then anything you eat is just going to be refilling it. And
but you're definitely eating more than you're burning. You're burning like at most 1,000, and those Oreos sound like 12,000.
You're a freak of nature, but there is a kernel of truth in what Billy says.
Right.
Yeah. I think if you work out in the morning, you're – if all right, so if you wake up late, you like – you just get started with your day all day, and you're like, I'm gonna work out later later tonight. Like all day, you're like making like micro decisions that are like pushing the working out further and further from actually happening. Mm-hmm. But if you wake up and work out, like you're not gonna have a cheeseburger for lunch because you
want to feel good.
Yeah, totally.
And there's also the thing where it's like your body will tell you how hungry you should be after you work out. Like if I don't work out and then I eat, it's like I'm just trying to guess, like, am I full now? Like I wasn't exactly starving. Am I full? Maybe I'll eat more until my body tells me I'm full. But when I work out,
37 Oreos later, I guess I'll never be full.
Honey, can you get another truck full of Oreos to the house? I don't know when it ends.
What does it feel like to be full for you?
Like,
do you feel
boredom?
Heavy ever?
It starts to feel like boredom, where you look at the food and you're like, it's not as colorful and as fun as it was when I started, so I think we're good here.
You're never in pain. You're like, oh, I ate too much and I feel so lethargic and fat.
No, well, I did Buckets. I did an episode of Buckets after I ate 5 hot dogs at the Dodgers game, and that made me feel sad. That put me in like instant depression. Like when the 5th hot dog went in, I was like, now my mood has changed.
Oh, that's so it finally got to you.
Right.
It took five foot longs.
I mean, Jesus. I ate almost my body's height in processed dog.
Yeah. You eventually found your limit.
Yeah.
It's
so far beyond anyone else.
Yeah, really. It was like from ankle to ear in hot dog.
But it wasn't just
sad.
The hot dog, right? You put like stuff on it.
Oh, all the crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we talking?
Cheese, relish, mustard, ketchup, all the crap.
You put
onions
dogs.
On your hot dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like onion on my hot dog.
5 cheese dogs you had.
No, probably 3, but, you know, still good.
All right, so...
So my tip is to eat 5 cheese dogs. And,
yeah, a lot of meat? Like, a lot of people take these keto diets or paleo diets, and they're like, it's fine because I can still have a steak, which is, like, exciting.
Right.
So you can like just find the one thing that you don't mind eating.
Have you guys done that? Ever like a keto or something like that?
I haven't. You have.
I tried it for a little bit.
Carb free.
Did you do like a crash diet before your wedding or anything like that? You did?
For a year before my wedding.
Wow.
It's not considered a crash if it's a year. It's a diet.
It's a slow crash.
I've done a couple different kinds of weird diets. For a year before my wedding, I would only eat grains and carbs on Sunday.
Wow.
So like
a cheat day.
Monday through Saturday, I wouldn't even have like rice, no sugar, no grain.
Wow.
But were you
no
like
bread.
Were you looking forward to meals or was it a sad thing where you're like, this sucks, but at least I'm getting through it?
No, I mean I started to like look forward to meals. There's like good stuff that you can have.
Of course.
But were you ever sad to miss out on the good stuff? Like,
did
I want a sandwich
restricted?
Now.
Did you feel restricted?
Interestingly, I was able to like recalibrate my brain to be like, that looks really good. I'm going to have that on Sunday.
Nice.
That's what Sunday
reward
is going
to
be. Yeah.
So you
and
push
then,
it to
like,
Sunday.
Sometimes Sunday would come and I didn't even want like the fucking crazy cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I did. But I also like, I lost too much weight. I was like too skinny at my wedding and I did not like it.
Oh.
Now I want to fucking mass up.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
You should go on the Billy diet.
I Jesus 60,
60 boxes I of Oreos die. Later, your wife's like, turns out I don't want to marry you again. As it turns out, changed.
Is it shallow to say I want a divorce now that you've gained weight?
Yes.
You are going to have to gain weight, right? There's no...
No, not necessarily. I have no... There's nothing that lets
people
me...
People throw out words like metabolism.
Right.
And genetics.
Right.
You think there's an actual truth
Bill
to this thing?
Bill is 58, and he still looks really young.
Right.
It's coming out of you somehow. It's like a...
I wish I could answer
I'd love to inspect your excrement, if I could.
Yes, by all means.
Yeah, you're a regular guy.
Yeah, I'll crap downstairs.
Sweet.
For you guys? Yeah, I'll crap downstairs.
Have you ever had food poisoning?
I have. A couple times. Once right before going to the Sahara Desert. If this was an hour-long podcast, that would be a very fun story to tell.
Wow.
Right. But I got food poisoning right before we got the camels.
Jesus.
And they told me that if you had gotten sick in the desert, you're dead. Because we can't get you out of there nearly fast enough. There's no helicopter. Yeah. We're in Morocco.
And you're so dehydrated.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that was lucky.
Okay.
Okay.
Next
so that's
question.
My tip.
Yeah. Eat as much as you want.
Eat as much
get
as you want.
Get food poisoning in the Sahara.
Good luck out there.
Are other people in your family like this?
Nope. Just me.
So it's not a genetic thing because your mom, your dad, and your sister have to actually control
it. Yeah, they work on it. They work on it. And insane. I just float through this world.
You're a freak.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product
from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash... way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay, yeah. I wouldn't. But so it's fitness now. It's more of a fitness now thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah,
it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn, and I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right, we got an 18-year-old going on 19. You got a name for this California kid?
Oh, yeah. Kid Capri.
That's cool. Kid Capri from Beastie Boys?
No, but he's also a DJ.
I'm 18 going on 19, college student in California. My birthday is coming up, and I don't have anything planned. But I think some of my friends might be secretly planning a surprise party for me.
Uh-oh.
Because that's the sort of thing that we do for each other. Here's the issue.
Yeah, this
I hate surprises. I hate birthdays, and I hate parties. Is there any safe way to let everyone know that I'm not interested in celebrating my day? Is a social media PSA acceptable? Like, by the way, on Facebook, don't celebrate me.
No.
Super transparent. This dude obviously loves surprises and birthdays and everything. He wrote an email about it.
That is a common thing where a guy's like, I don't like birthdays.
Right.
But they do kind of like birthdays.
Of course.
And then some people actually don't like their birthdays.
Right.
So it's hard to parse which one this guy is.
So the question is, should he post something on social media saying, don't celebrate me?
Or will that just cause people to surprise him?
No, have you guys ever had a surprise? That will definitely kill the surprise party,
agreed,
but also make you look like a kind of curmudgeonly asshole.
So you have to go through it. You have
no,
to
No, you
be
go
surprised.
What you do. There's like a crystal clear answer.
Ride
here.
This wave, Jake.
You go right to your best friend, mm-hmm, the person that you're closest with, who mm-hmm you think is planning the party, and you just level with them. You say, hey, I don't want to do this.
Right.
Like, find a way to call it
I'm
off.
I'm keeping it real with you right now.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he's like, we weren't planning a surprise party.
Yeah, that's like, satisfying.
Really?
Plan one and cancel it. Just
not?
Plan one and cancel it. Please?
Yeah. Do you guys, one, not like surprise parties, or two, ever had one thrown for you?
I've never had one thrown for me.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't mind it.
It's fun. I've had it.
Oh, wait.
Should
we? I thought that I did have a surprise party, but then I realized that we faked a surprise party for a Jake and Amir video. I was having a real party.
You've experienced a surprise party.
I just remembered I don't like parties. I just did in a video once.
It was like one of the very first, it was like the first year we were doing Jake and Amir.
We threw you a fake surprise party.
Yeah. It was like, I forget. I'm not having a birthday party, and then it like turns into there's a surprise party.
Oh,
but like what we did was just had an actual party, and then had all of our friends
yell surprise.
Yeah, exactly.
That works
cool.
So yeah,
have you had a surprise?
I got the emotional
satisfaction.
Yeah, totally.
Right.
Have you been surprised?
Excuse me. A couple of years ago, Marina.
You just coughed an Oreo up.
Right, a whole sleeve, the plastic wrapper.
Jesus.
Just shoves it back down.
Double stuff too, right?
You ate the
box.
Only.
So that's like four regular sleeves of stuffing.
I wouldn't say they're exactly a double Oreo.
I want to do another podcast about Billy's diet. And not just like another episode, but like an entire like a series.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be into that too, yeah.
It's good. One sleeve of podcast, 20 episodes.
Speaking of how much I eat, for a birthday party and surprise party, a couple years ago, Marina, on my birthday, I woke up and she had a card and a knife. She gave me a card and a knife.
Whoa.
And
is that scary or cool?
It's cool. I trust my wife.
what are you doing, babe?
Right. She opens it up. You're dead. It said on the card, I'm Padma, you're Tom. And she handed me the knife. And she said, meet me at this location. It was her parents' house in like 5 hours. And
Whoa.
She bounced.
Whoa.
So she alluded to that something was about to happen.
That's good.
I put the pieces together, but I didn't want to acknowledge it. When I got there, all of my friends, were you guys there? Where
I was
were
not
you guys?
There.
I got the invite. I was traveling.
Okay. Where in her backyard.
I would have been there, man.
It was great. And Top Chef, the television show Top Chef, was waiting for me.
This does sound familiar.
We had 16 chef stations, two friends at each station.
Isn't everyone making
Italian
sandwiches.
That's Italian funny. Heroes. Marina had gotten X hundreds of dollars worth of Italian cold cuts and toppings and breads and anything you could imagine.
Wow.
And we had a quick fire challenge. We had eliminations. We had chefs explaining their concoctions. Then we had the head-to-head at the end. It was role play. It was completely role play. Everyone took it super seriously. I was Tom. I was asking questions. This was my surprise party.
That's great.
It was so much fun.
So who won and what was the sandwich?
I believe Clayton Early and Mike Daly of Harvard Sailing Team won. I can't remember what it was, but the final challenge, it was a head-to-head, and you had to make a sandwich in a spoon. One bite.
Whoa.
Like all the components where I would take one bite of the spoon and I would say who had made the better sandwich. This is the third round. And so they got really creative with it. And I remember Clayton and Mike beat maybe it was Rachel Bloom and Gregor. I can't remember exactly who, but it was like a really competitive thing. And they won with prosciutto and ricotta and an Italian.
Wow.
Yeah. It was really fun, though.
But did you eat too much that day? Did you feel sick because you had a sandwich? You ate too many sandwiches.
No,
probably.
He's not going to feel
no,
sick.
No, that was the day where you didn't.
But the perfect sandwich is two Oreo cookies with a bunch of cream in the middle.
What is your perfect sandwich, though? Because sometimes I see it on Instagram and it is just divine.
Oh, yeah. My hiking
it's
sandwich.
It's trademarked.
Yeah, trademarked. Yeah, it's copywritten. I will sue anyone who uses it.
Right.
But it's just peanut butter, banana, and chocolate chips.
Oh, that's really?
It. Yeah.
No jelly?
No jelly.
No. Are you not a jelly guy?
I could fuck with jelly, but not on this sandwich. It's perfect the way it is.
Gotcha.
Because the banana is sort of like, is a jelly, but it's a little less messy. Mm-hmm. It gives you that fruit. And peanut butter and banana is like the best fucking
no
flavor.
Honey? No honey drizzle?
We've done some honey, but I don't feel that it needs it.
Say no more.
Avocado? You put an avocado or salty guac tuna? In the sandwich with the banana?
Banana, avocado,
salty guac, tuna? Guac.
A little guac.
Salty guac salty and tuna sounds good, but that's tuna, its own sandwich, pal.
Banana, chocolate
this one has
chip.
Chocolate. Yeah, no.
Peanut butter. Peanut butter and fish?
Tuna?
Have you ever had peanut butter with fish? Like salmon with peanut butter and jelly and banana?
And it's making me ill to think of it.
On a tortilla, but it's like
this
a grape jelly.
This is why you weren't invited to Billy's party.
grape fruit by the foot. Instead of beef jerky,
this is
banana,
Amir's bad
tuna.
Cop. Where like I'm asking you the friendly questions that Amir Jupp said. You ever have tuna with peanut butter, kid?
Why aren't we doing that? Put peanut butter in sushi. You're listening at home. Oh. Go for it. We put cream cheese with fucking salmon.
That's really bad. Nothing is worse than Philadelphia rolls.
Oh,
yeah, let's talk about that. I think
you don't like cheese in sushi.
How did they get there?
I have no idea.
Like, how did they were like cream ploy. Cheese? It's cream cheese.
It must be a Philadelphia.
Okay, I could imagine like some cheese and sushi. Like there's a world where it could work, but it's not cream cheese.
I could have sushi.
What's the ideal cheese to add to sushi?
American. Melted American cheese.
Melted.
Kraft Singles.
Melted American would be better than a Philadelphia roll. What's that?
Not a lot of melted cheese in Chinese
kacha cheese?
Yeah, Asian food doesn't really have cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there doesn't.
Cotija.
Yeah, that's I think
crumbly, salty stuff.
Yeah, that's
like that.
a little for flavor. Maybe that's it.
If you were to say Billy, what was the original question from this? I would have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah, this guy didn't want to have a surprise party,
and we're yelling at him not to put cheese on sushi.
You know, every single time we get together, we talk about cheese and fish.
What's the funniest
that's
thing?
That's right, Filet-O-Fish.
What the hell is happening? All right, well.
It is called a Philadelphia roll, right?
Right. It's called a Filet-O-Fish roll.
It's a cream cheese company made that sushi. And now everything has to use that.
Oh.
It's got to be a marketing thing.
Interesting.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Interesting. I totally forgot that Philadelphia was a brand of cream cheese. And I thought it was just like a popular sushi roll in Philly.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't put that together either.
Yeah, very nice.
Thank God I'm here.
So he, he definitely loves surprise parties. So I would say that here's how I'm reading this guy. Can I be honest? Sorry, that's a very threatening thing. This guy loves his birthday and loves surprises, even though he says that he doesn't. This is my read. So much so that he thinks that his friends are behind the scenes planning this party for him, and he's like getting really amped up about it. Now, he's getting so excited that he wants to make a post saying, don't do that, even though we know
he's getting... Oh, because it will only serve to heighten the surprise.
Exactly. This is all for him. And now he went so far as to say, like, maybe that's not even far enough. I'm going to email my two favorite comedians and tell them that I'm planning on doing this, because he wants to extend this reality
he
as much
California
as he can.
Kid.
How good will a surprise be
if we show up?
Like, if he's like so vehemently against the surprise, he's got to be so sure there won't be a surprise party. And then ultimate surprise.
Yes.
Because if you're sort of expecting a surprise party,
yes.
You're like, oh, like I can't have a fucking genuine surprise.
Right.
But if you're like posting on social media, no party.
Right.
You write to us, we're like, no party. There's no fucking
party.
No party. And then... no party. Everyone's chanting as he walks into a bar. And then they all sprint away.
I got what I wanted.
Who's more annoying? The person who loves their birthday and makes the biggest deal, like a week-long countdown?
Mm.
Or the guy that's like, fuck birthdays. Don't celebrate mine. Don't give me anything.
Good call.
They're both annoying.
Yeah.
I think that I prefer hanging with the person that likes their birthday, though.
Oh, interesting.
Nice.
Because I can, like, get on board with a celebration.
Yeah, I feel that.
But if it's, I don't like the, it's my birthday week.
Yeah.
That's a little
I would say
that's a
loving
much.
Birthday worse than hating birthday. Because hating birthdays, less pressure on me. I don't have to do anything.
But I always find that people that love birthdays love their birthday and everyone's birthday.
That's a good call.
They just like birthdays in general, which I think is nice.
That's a type.
Yeah. Right. Totally.
The celebratory. Those who are celebratory love a reason.
Yeah. They love costumes, too.
This is your day. Yeah. We're going to get dressed up. We're going to do something. And, like, I could get into that.
I'm sorry. Do you wear costumes to birthday parties?
No, but, like, I feel like it's the same gene.
Okay. Got it. They love Halloween.
Yes. Love Halloween. Right. If you love your birthday, you love Halloween. Right. Love Christmas.
You're a type.
That's right.
There's a lane where you love all of these things, right?
Who, what, are you more one than the other? Or would you prefer to hang out with one than the other?
I'm definitely not. Oh, myself, I'm not I love birthdays. I'm a big birthday guy. I would prefer to hang out with somebody who loves birthdays. Why not? What's wrong with a little positivity in your life?
You gotta do shit.
I don't, though.
That's the thing. You don't have to. It's their birthday.
Otherwise, they're gonna be bummed out.
You just have to show up. You don't have to, like, I don't think anybody at our age is expecting, like, gifts and cards.
Right.
And stuff.
I feel like 15 years ago was gifts and cards. Now it's like a link. Here's a funny YouTube video.
Yeah. A funny link?
That's the best you got. I used to give people gifts. Now I give links. That's a fact. Fact.
You used to give cuff links. Now you give YouTube
links. Yeah.
You used to give gifts. Now you give gifts.
Nice. Anything else?
What?
Just like in this motif. You used to give this. Now you give that.
Oh, no. I've run out of funny jokes.
That's cool.
Shit.
Give me like 30 seconds.
Yeah. Take your time.
You used to give gifts, you said, right?
I said gifts.
Yeah.
There's something like sites.
Parties.
How does JibJab work into this?
JPEG.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a JPEG.
You used to give. No,
hyperlink. You used to have hyper.
Used to give gift bags, now we give jib jabs.
Jib jabs.
Nice. Used to give gift bags, now we give jib jabs.
Jib jab, of course, being the animated card company.
Yeah. Have you guys not given a jib jab in a while? Yo, jib jab is funny.
Still?
I hate to admit it. It's funny. Really funny.
You don't hate to admit it. You love it.
I love to admit it. Jib jab is funny.
You're like putting your face on an
L. You guys, yes. And it's funny,
dude.
Nothing's
funnier than that.
It's funny. It's funny. I know that we're conditioned to be like, no, we did that when we were 10. It's still really funny.
Is it just Elves still? Or they're doing other shit?
So now they have tiers.
Okay.
Where for like $1.99, you can get like some cool like Living La Vida Locas.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, like some like sexy salsa dances.
High-end jabs.
But you're still getting free Elves. The Elves are just like.
Those come around
Don't even
Christmas.
Need an account. I think it might be year-round now.
Wow.
I don't even think they care about the Elf Christmas relationship.
Yeah, no, they're just expanded. Like, elves. Okay, we got to get to the one last question before we run out of time.
Used to give gift bags, now I give jib jabs.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right, remix that, Master Mike.
Tennis pro. We'll call this guy...
Ten of Hearts.
So any tennis names come up and it's Ten of Hearts.
Ten of Hearts?
Yeah.
Like the card, the playing card, Ten of Hearts.
Yes.
All right. You seem like you've never heard of this term before.
I was sort of like setting you up to like just say any tennis player. You said a card.
Ten of hearts.
Not even a person.
Well,
not like
the
jack of spades.
One of the cards is an ace.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
But he didn't say
exactly.
Ace.
Yeah.
He said 10.
It was a long road to
is a ten, tennis as 10 as in tennis.
Yeah.
And then hearts as in love.
It's logic.
Love.
It's logic.
Yeah.
There.
Love is nothing in tennis.
I'm glad I'm sitting next to Jake.
Yeah. Ten of hearts. Right.
Tennis is basically cards. There's so many of the same things.
I completely agree with Jake.
Yeah.
Love the show and the advice. I've gotten into tennis with my boyfriend. We're both 22. He's a very overconfident person, which I love and hate. So he pretends to be better than he is. Hmm. On a daily basis, this fucker will hit our balls into other people's courts. And today he hit 3 balls over a 10-foot fence. I love him, but his shitty tennis skills are starting to annoy me. How can I approach him about how bad he is without sounding like a bitch? P.S. I'm not by any means an expert, but I am sick of having to apologize to other people for my boyfriend throwing balls onto another court. It's not hard. Much love.
Jesus.
Ten of hearts.
What? 10?
I don't think tennis is a sport for you.
Yeah, 10, first of all. What the hell?
Do you play tennis?
Yes.
Are you good?
I'm fine. There's good tennis players.
Yeah.
Who can, like, do the real serve.
Yeah.
You know, I do, like, the just to try and get it in the box.
Yeah, you're trying to hit the box.
Yeah, there's that guy who's, like, trying to do the huh!
Yeah.
Sounds like maybe her boyfriend's that guy.
But he's missing a lot.
Yeah.
Sending the ball. Home runs over the fence.
Yeah, there's... Like, I grew up with guys that would just send it over the fence. You know,
for
like,
fun?
We're playing tennis, and then they would just hit a home run to left field.
On purpose?
Wonder if he's that guy. Because those guys, yeah, of course.
If he's doing it on purpose, then yeah, you should tell him to stop. But right. I think it sounds like he's just not good.
Bad name.
But she kept saying the overconfident, like, he's confident, and he'd, like, talk shit a little bit or something. To me, there's, like, those all can sometimes be in the same cocktail of, like, dipshit.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, I like to act big and gregarious.
Or he's trying to hit it very hard. And sometimes if your aim is off,
right,
it flies off.
Are you guys just trying to volley? Because if they're just trying to volley, he needs to turn the dial down to like 3.
What you got to do is start with mini tennis.
Which is just the boxes.
Just the boxes. And then it's a nice little warm up.
Wait, what's mini tennis?
It's just where you play on the service line.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Just like a nice little way to get your...
Doubles alley in addition, or...
Well, it's not even like... You're not even really playing. But yeah, I guess actually you could play that. Doubles alleys would not be...
Take the net down? Well, you keeping the net up for the mini tennis? Or are you going side to side?
Yeah, the net is so important.
Go to the park and take the net down?
Still using a racket in this case? Mini tennis?
Obviously.
You're using like a little racket.
A regular size racket.
Balls? Normal size balls, not like mini balls.
Everything is the same except you play a little closer to
the net. Yeah, I think just the playing field is a little smaller.
But you have to play against some sort of little person.
No, you don't.
He has to be 3'2" and your weird, twisted, fucking perverted logic.
Wait, so sorry, now you're coming at me.
So what should this person do?
I mean, it sounds like she kind of likes it. Am I wrong in saying that she acknowledges that she has this gregarious boyfriend? He whacks it all over. She called him a shithead. What was like the term of endearment she used?
Shitty tennis skills without sounding like a bitch.
Without sounding like a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Billy's theme here has just been reading between the lines and telling the people who wrote in that they actually do want what they want. Yeah.
And it's true. I think that's true about most of the things we complain about.
Yeah.
So we actually like it.
Exactly. But it's like we can't acknowledge it yet. So it's like I'll frame this as a complaint.
The heat, and the passion.
Exactly.
She wants to be like, fuck you, you're bad at tennis.
Yeah.
And she wants to hear, fuck you, I'm awesome at tennis.
Totally.
And that's then like they go home and they have like super hard
sex.
Yes,
I think all of that is actually true.
This is like when I sprained my ankle and you're like, I bet you fucking like it. And I'm like, I can't walk. It really, really hurts. Can you please help me? And you're like, nah, I bet you fucking get off to this
Enjoy
shit.
That shit down there.
It's really swollen, Billy. I think I broke a fucking bone. Yeah.
I reversed my car over his ankle.
I bet he likes
you like this. I can't believe you like it.
I guess the theme of my advice today is just to acknowledge all of these things that everyone seems to be suppressing.
A lot of it is just quiet emotions. I hope people understand.
Yeah, what should I do about this thing that's like really on my mind and like low-key, I think I like it.
That's true.
I think you should acknowledge it.
Acknowledge it.
Right.
That's a good overarching theme. We can almost say that for any question. And we will starting now. You've ruined the podcast.
Happy to be here.
Perfect way to end it.
Sure.
Forever.
I guess.
Thank you so much for coming on. Is there anything you want to promote before we leave?
There's only one thing I want to promote.
Okay.
Is it couch?
No.
Is it Jib Jab?
I already promoted that as well.
Okay.
I have a Venmo account.
Oh, okay.
I have a Venmo account. A lot of people, Jake, I don't think I've ever done this to you. A lot of people come on their friends' shows and they promote their Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
Boring.
Yeah.
We've done that. We've seen that.
Social media.
Social media in general.
Whatever.
So yada, yada, yada.
You want people to Venmo request money from you?
No, the opposite. I want them to send me money.
A tip jar of sorts.
A tip jar of sorts.
Did you like what you see? It's almost like street art.
Exactly. This
you
is
like,
street
you
art.
You like the show?
I'm Street Art Seidel.
Let me know.
if you like that, give Billy a buck.
50 cents, $1, right. $2, that's anything. Right.
My handle is @William-Scafiori. Is this my camera?
Yeah.
@William-Scafuri. I'll take up to $1,000 per.
This is a Patreon episode, so these people are already paying.
Exactly.
You don't want anyone to give over $1,000?
No. People have done that before, and I felt bad.
Over 1,000 people have done that before.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah. A few people. Yeah. A few real people.
Wow. That's
baller. They exist. They exist.
That's cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck. I kind of want to give my Venmo.
No. Billy.
$1,000?
Why not?
We might as well, right?
Yeah.
No.
Tell them.
They're not going to do it
$1,000. I have a PayPal,
too. What's your Venmo?
I don't want the cash.
Let's all say our Venmos on the count of 3.
Okay.
One, two, three.
At Jake Hurwitz.
Knock it off.
What? Thanks for watching, everybody.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are.
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.